After sharing the last couple, five and avarts from Yishalayim Yer Kodesh, unfortunately Mashiach hasn't come yet. I'm back in Chutz La'aretz. But we gotta keep on davening, keep on yearning. Mir Tashem. Mir Tashem, Bekarav Mamish, will be zoich to continue giving over Torah in Eretz Yisrael, Yishalayim Yer Kodesh, Kimitzion Teisei Saira. But the MS is the beauty of Torah. Is it the same Torah and Chutz La'aretz? We could sit and learn the same Chumash and sit and learn the same Gemara and sit and learn the same Halacha and sit and learn the same Chassidus and connect to HaKadosh Baruch in the deepest of ways wherever we are. The Hilga told us Yaakov Yosef shares a beautiful insight in the first words of this upcoming week's Parsha. Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen l'cha. And told Yaakov Yosef explains that so often that the way we judge others is so different than the way that we judge ourselves. That we're so quick to judge others and to look for the chesronos, the lackings of others. And when someone does something that's inappropriate, immediately jump on it and look down on that person and be mevayish that person and see the imperfections of others so clearly. And when it comes to ourselves, we want to think highly of ourselves. And when we do things wrong, immediately we say, it was an accident. And we don't want to judge ourselves too deeply. We want to be down the kafschus constantly when it comes to ourselves. And feel good about ourselves. The Torah tells us something amazing. You know, we're in the month of El. In the month of El, we have so many different acronyms to remind us of the Avod of El. Most famously, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, Rosh Tevos El. But there's another less famous acronym for El. That is from the Megillah on the words Ish L'Re'ehu U'Matanas L'Avyonim. Talking about Shalchmanus and Tals L'Avyonim, Ish L'Re'ehu, a man for his friend, U'Matanas L'Avyonim, and to give presents to those who are needy. Our Rosh Tevos, the first letters of Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. That pasuk is telling us the importance of caring about every Jew, of being there for every Jew, putting others above ourselves. In fact, if you take the Gematria of Ish, Ish is 311, exactly gematria of L'Re'ehu. And therefore it should be one. Our care for others should be the same care that we have for ourselves. And maybe that there's an acronym of Ish L'Re'ehu that Matan Zion is telling us, Avodah of these days is to care for others, to give to others. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will care for us and give to us every single moment of our lives to always look to help others and care for others. Ish L'Re'ehu Matan L'Avyonim. So too, the Heilige Todes Yaakov Yosef says, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen l'cha. Shoiftim v'shoitrim is when we're judging. Titen l'cha, the way that you judge yourself, the way that you look at yourself, the way that you analyze yourself, which for those of us that are healthy and should be, is dan l'kaf schus, always looking for the good and recognizing, yes, we might mess up and not be in denial, but realizing I could do better and I know I'm better than that. The way that we think of ourselves, titen l'cha, the way that we think of ourselves, that we give to ourselves, the way we judge ourselves, should be b'chol sharecha. And I want to explain a little bit of an ha'isafa, what b'chol sharecha was, a little ha'isafa to Tzol Yaakov Yosef. Chol sharecha, our sha'arim, our gate, that's our gateways to the world, our eyes, our ears, our nose, everything, that the way we perceive the world is our sha'arecha. And therefore, the way that we judge ourselves should be b'chol sharecha. The way that we judge ourselves, l'kafschus, should be the way that we judge others. Look for the good in others. Look to lift up others. Let things slide when we see imperfections of others. Realizing we never know what's going on. I just shared a story from a Talmud of mine, Yosef Mordechai Talansky. He shared a story from Rav Melech. He said there was a Yid, Rosh Hashiva, that was going around collecting, and he went to a gvir. The gvir said he has to go into his room, he's going to come back and give him a nedava, give him a donation for the yeshiva. And he comes back and he says, I'm not giving you anything. And the Rosh Hashiva was very taken aback. What changed? What happened? What did I do? And the gvir looks at the yid, he says, what do you mean? You're not even holding a gemara the right way. You're holding a gemara upside down. I'm supposed to give you something. I'm supposed to help you. You're holding the Gemara upside down. The Yid says, I want you to know, says this to the Gvir, that I was raised, I grew up in Yemen. And in Yemen, there was one Gemara for the entire Shir that the Rebbe had. And therefore, all the Talmidim had to sit. And we learned how to learn Gemara, seeing all the words backwards. And that's how I'm able to learn. And they sat down, and the Gevir and this Rashiva, the Gevir who was so embarrassed, and the Rashiva learned together, and he showed how he learns looking at Gemara backwards. We know nothing about anybody. We have to always be down the kaschus. The way we be down the kaschus to ourselves, shoyfzim shoyfzim titem lecha, should be b'chol shorach, and all our gateways, the way we look at everybody else. And then we'll be zoichin elo to ish l're'eu matan tlav yoinim. And if we look that way at others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look that way at us, and be down the kaschus in us, and give us a year of simcha and bracha, k'sivichim tayv v'gugimens yor, to each and every one of us. Have a heilig of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh.